Well, hello there to all our streaming streamers listening. Here we are for another episode of our podcast. Alongside with me is Mick Haynes. G'day, Mick.
Now, how's it? How you going, mate? You're doing this one under sufferance because you haven't done your research.
So, those who don't, who might have listened to one of our episodes, we picked an all-Australian team that will win the World Cup, and I think my team will beat Mick's Aussie team. So, we've picked an Australian team. I picked an Australian team that will compete in the World Cup, that I think will compete in the World Cup, or win a Bledisloe Cup. Mick picked his Australian team.
So, let's be clear. You think you've picked a Wallabies team that'll win the Bledisloe Cup?
Yes, I have.
So, we should just stop recording and never talk again. Because you believe the Wallabies are going to win the Bledisloe Cup.
Well, the team I've picked would. This is the same guy that said that Bowden Barrett was out of form.
And
he ran in like five tries against the Aussies.
He was out of form. And I think three of those balls bounced into his arms.
Well, anyway, so what we're doing tonight is that we're going to pick. I'm going to pick my All Black 15, and Mick's going to pick his All Black 15. Who he thinks? And having a little bit of a pre-discussion over it before we started recording, there's some differences. So it'd be interesting to get some feedback. I don't know how we get the feedback.
Well, we can put up a poll. We can put up a poll and say, whose team's the best? Our Wallabies teams or our Bledisloe Cup teams?
Well,
actually, what we can create a poll and say, which team would win the Bledisloe Cup? House's Wallabies team, Mick's Wallabies team,
House's
All Blacks team, or Mick's All Blacks team? We'll create a poll. We'll see how the two votes go.
The two votes go.
Because I'll vote and you'll vote.
So you're going to have to probably bear with me because I think Mick sort of got me unaware here.
Oh, rubbish. You wake up thinking about All Blacks.
I do.
You've got a photo of Kieran Reid above your bed.
Yeah. Buck Shelford, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
Buck Shelford. He's an urgent people that you haven't heard of for a long
time. Was he the guy that got the
scrotum?
Did he still played on after that?
He still played on, yeah.
So he played that game, but he didn't end his career or anything.
No. He played like the next probably, I don't know, maybe 50-odd minutes in it like that. So
Who's the toughest All Black player you've ever heard of, you've ever seen?
I don't know. They talk about Pine Tree Means.
Was he Auckland guy or?
No, he was a King Country man.
Where's King Country?
King Country's sort of around Taupo.
Oh, yeah.
Around Taupo area in New Zealand.
What's the name of that mountain there?
Mount Ruapo or Mount Tongariro.
Tongariro,
yeah.
Is that Colin Meads?
Yeah, Colin Meads.
What'd you call him? Pine Tree.
They call him Pine Tree Meats. So he was originally, he's from Tickawiddy, a little place called Tickawiddy, which is on the outskirts of like Taupo.
How do you spell Tickawiddy? It's going to be nothing like, if I try to spell it, it's not going to be how it's spelled, is it?
Well, my ex-wife used to call it Tikuti.
Tikuti?
So, yeah, but it's Tickawiddy. It's T-I.
T.
T.
T-I.
K.
K.
All right.
Yeah.
Q-U-T-I.
Tikowdy.
Tikowdy.
This is
some great players have come out of that province, out of King Country.
Yeah. Oh. So remember Jim Lolbach said, never eat while we're doing the podcast. That's all we've ever done since. So we've just got a beautiful meal delivered up. What'd you get?
The porterhouse steak.
Oh, you didn't muck around. No gravy.
No.
Do you want me to order you some pepper gravy?
No way. But I've got veggies.
Yeah, you've got veggies, so you're going to lose 5 kilos just eating that, mate. So, all right, that's nothing to do with our squad. Props. Do you want to go first or me?
He can go first.
Props are same as. I think De Groot and Lomax are your two props. I think the one pushing there is the other Highlander, Jermaine Ainsley. I like him, but for me, they're set and forget. Lomax, he's related to the NRL guy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that his dad?
Cousin, I think.
The one that played for Raiders?
That's his dad, I think.
Oh, right. Mm. Oh, so there's another Lomax.
Mm.
Losers. They sound like Dr. Zeus characters, Lomax. No. But anyway. So, I'm Lomax and De Groot.
Is that...
For you? Props.
Yeah.
Here's your props.
Wow. I was going to go with probably De Groot and probably Offa to Mufasi.
What about Angus?
Angus off the bench.
Angus off the bench.
To bring us home, yeah.
Oh, Ryan Shishko will be disappointed. Is that where Angus Ta'avo is from originally?
He's from Auckland, yes.
He's from Auckland, yeah.
Well, actually, no, I might actually switch him and probably start Angus and then bring Offa off the bench. Because Offa will give a bit more punch to bring him home in those
moments. Well, he's a big boy. He's put on 15 kilos since he started.
Yeah.
Remember, he was a big try scorer when he first started.
Yeah.
He was picking up tries left.
Well, he scored more tries than Aaron Franks. That's right, Aaron Franks hasn't even scored a test try. And he's played over 100 matches.
So I've scored the same amount of test tries as Aaron Franks. Mm-hmm. You and I have scored the same amount of test tries as Aaron Franks.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. No, we don't need to name it. Righto. So we've got De Groot and Lomax coming up against... who did you say? Ta'avo and Lomax. Oh, Offa and...
Yeah. Offa and De Groot.
Offa and De Groot. All right, hooker. So Taylor's the incumbent. There's a few putting their hand up.
Mm-hmm.
Should I even try it saying his name before you do? The Chiefs guy?
Takiaho.
Samson? Takiaho?
Yeah.
Sione Takiaho? Sione.
Mm.
But his name's spelt Samson.
Yeah,
Samson
Takiaho.
But it's Sione.
Yeah.
Sione Takiaho. Mm.
So that's who I've gone with, then, my hooker. No disrespect, Cody Tad, I love you, boy, but...
Nah, he's done.
I
think I like Amua, but I like Amua 10 kilos ago.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Kurt Eklund.
Ooh!
Kurt Eklund, he's the future.
That's like the All Blacks win with James Parson.
Yeah. Well, Eklund's, he's got a deal with friggin' Riccatelli.
Mm.
Ricky Riccatelli. So.
Well, see, again, another guy that could, you know, possibly look at.
Riccatelli.
Yeah.
I think he got stuck behind Coles, didn't he? You know, like he's... He's like, we were talking about those guys that get stuck behind, like Bernard Foley and Michael Hooper. And, mm-hmm. And the same in the cricket. We had the cricket analogy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Eklund.
Mm-hmm.
You're going Takahaya. Takahaya. The locks. So we got one lock tied down.
Obviously, it's going to be Scotty Barrett.
It could be Geordie Barrett, the fat prick. Like, he's as fat as a fool now. But Scotty Barrett, and I'll give you the heads up, he's the only Barrett in my team. Right, so there's some big changes coming.
Locks is a strange one because, you know, like, you could have, like, two bite bar there, you know?
Yeah. So the side of the scrum or the lock.
Yeah.
And I think... I don't know, like if you follow South Africa, they just put in the hugest locks they can and then they move the third hugest lock onto the side of the scrum. But
are you talking about
Steph Pretoit?
Steph Pretoit, yeah.
Yeah. So you could try and emulate that. So I'm going to go, and this is only because his name is Parry Parry Parkinson. I think he's too light.
Buddy Parkinson.
Buddy Parkinson. He's too light. Like he needs another 10 kilos.
All right, what
and he's injury prone. You could put Cullen Grace in there, give you some mobility. I think he started in lock and he's moved out to number eight.
A bit like Ken Reed, eh?
Ken Reed started a lot.
Yeah, Ken Reed started that lot for Canterbury and that, and he moved out. And then, I don't know, like, I'm a bit of a, it's probably a position that's up for grabs in my team, was one of the rocking positions.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Tupapai.
Tupapai. Yeah. He's not going to let you down.
No.
Yeah. All right. So I think you've probably got me covered in the tight five, just. But we'll move into the back row. So you're looking at Frizzell, Kane and Sevilla. All gone. Where do you want to start? Six?
I'll start with seven.
Start with seven? Who are you going to put at seven?
Well, at the moment, the incumbent one is Dalton.
No, the incumbent one's Sam Kane.
No. He got sacked after when he got recarded in the World Cup. Right? This is my call up to be a coach. Like I said, Sam Kane, so, but behind him was Dalton Papali'i.
Yeah.
And I just don't think Sam Christie.
Yeah.
The Crusader flanker. Just don't think he's quite there yet for me. And old Duplessis that plays for the Hurricanes.
Kariffi Duplessis. So he shops in and out of eight and seven, doesn't he? So he's always been stuck behind Artie in a lot of ways.
And
but he's a good angry player.
He's a good angry player, yeah.
Yeah.
But if I was picking just on a bit of form, I'd go with Dalton.
Righto, well, I've got Tom Christie. And yep.
Tom Christie, not Shane Christie. What did I say, Shane Christie?
Shane Christie, I don't know. He's an old boyfriend or something. You're talking about. No, I think Tom Christie's, you know, you're getting 30 tackles.
Yeah.
So 30 tackles and probably three pilfers a game. Mm-hmm. That pays his way. It's sort of set and forget for me.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Papali'i?
Mm-hmm.
I got Tom Christie. All right, six.
Six could be an interesting one because there's quite a few people floating around for six.
Well, see, you got Tupou Vaa'i as your lock, so he probably would have been an option.
Yeah. You got Luke Jacobson. You know, he can play eight and six.
Eight and six, yeah.
There's one person we're sort of missing, and then because he hasn't played yet, and that's old Ethan Blackadder.
Maybe. Has he played? He hasn't played yet.
Well, I haven't seen him turn up for the Crusaders because he's been injured.
Yeah.
But then you go from him, you've got Cullen Grace, like you said.
Cullen Grace,
So you've got a few people shopping around.
Akira?
Yeah, Akira, so there you go.
So who are you going to settle on for six?
Brad Shields has come back for the Hurricanes.
So, Holly, you're changing your seven.
No. Brad Shield come back for the Hurricanes, which would be
on
the six.
So you're going to move him to six?
No. So I'm going to just stick with my original plan.
Yeah.
And probably stay with Akiri on the blind side.
Akiri, yeah. I think Akiri's time is done. His time is done. I'm moving Dalton. And only because I think Dalton got a rough... He's been dealt a rough... cards because the new roadhouse Dalton was shit, but in the first roadhouse Dalton was great, so I think Dalton can find some form at six. Might be a different Dalton, but I just feel it's all in the name.
There he is. I thought you would have been taller.
I got a tip for you, Dalton.
I'll go Dalton at six.
Number eight. Well, now you're dreaming. So it was Artie.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this guy. I think he's going to go bigger than Artie and Kieran. That's a Hoskins Satutu.
Right.
He's my eight. He's the only eight you can have. He's got to get rid of the braids, but other than that. What?
It's not what you look like, it's how you play. Yeah.
You have to have Hoskins. You can't not have Hoskins not in your back three.
No.
You're going to have someone else in your number eight. That's disgraceful.
No.
I want, when you're voting on this, you remember that he's gone with someone else at his number eight. He's about
Hoskins
to go.
Has always been like roughly in my team.
Yeah.
So, and what is over the last few years, the way he's been playing, probably a little bit unlucky. Because if his arm's not playing, he's only got like...
Well, he had Akira in front of him there for a little while.
But if he's not playing, he's only sort of like got 40 minutes to try and prove himself. That,
yeah.
But Artie, he was always knew that Artie was always going to be the number eight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm down with Hoskins.
Oh, okay, all right. I thought you were going to go somewhere else.
No, Hoskins is always...
So not Luke...
Jacobson.
Luke Jacobson?
No.
All right. So who's your... We're done with the serious stuff. Now have a bit of fun. The fairy floss. We'll start with the candy at the back. There's only one nine. Surely.
Cam Royer?
Yeah.
So. Cam Royer. If not injured, yes. But he's injured. He's out for the season.
Yes, but I'm still calling it. I'm including him. So who are you going with instead of Cam Royer?
So, I would like to say Finley Christie.
Yeah.
But I reckon he's going to be making. And now Fakatava's back in the mix.
Yeah, he's playing really well. Yeah, really well. But isn't Finley Christie a redhead?
Yeah.
Near Ranger.
He's Irish descent too.
Oh, yeah. Well, that rules him out.
Straight up. And Cortez Ratama's going all right for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Although he's not producing the points in the old fantasy for you, mate.
He's not producing the points in the fantasy, but he's not getting a full gig. You've got Xavier Rowe, and then there's a third one there too. So they mustn't rate him at the Super Rugby level. He's not there, 90% of the time.
So the guy I want to be making a bolter, might make a bolter return. He's on TJ.
TJ Perenara. You know, TJ Perenara is the Andrew Flintoff of... he's like Andrew Flintoff and Darren Goff and those guys that Australians love to hate. TJ Perenara's one of those. He's got that smarmy little smile on his face. He's always like, I didn't mean to hit you in the back of the head. But, he's shake hands after the game.
Right.
He could be your guy, yeah.
Yeah, but my nine will be, if not injured, Cam Royer.
You pussy. Definitely Cam Royer.
Definitely Cam Royer.
Right.
After what he did in the World Cup and that.
Yeah. So who's your 10?
Well,
we can't go. It was Richie Mahanga.
Yeah. And it was a bit of Beauden Barrett.
No, Beauden Barrett was fullback.
Yeah, but it was a bit of Beauden Barrett.
A bit of Beauden Barrett, yeah.
And look. Let's not take the, it's going to be Damian McKenzie.
You don't want him at fullback?
Have you got, we look at the Chiefs. Chiefs struggled without him against the Crusaders the other night, didn't they?
Well, they got beaten by a team with 0-5. Mm-hmm. Crusaders, what are the Crusaders? What were they before that game?
They was 4-0,
Well, I think it was 5-0, wasn't it?
Could have been 5-0.
Oh, I just want to hear you say it. Crusaders were 5-0. So, you'd sort of look at Stephen Perifetta.
Yeah.
He's the next in line.
Yeah.
But he's a bit mundane. He carved up on the weekend. He carved up running too. It wasn't just goals and stuff. He carved up moving across the ground, which was... I don't think I've seen that before.
Yeah, but he did that in the Magic Round too, didn't he? When they played in the... when they ran it from the goal line.
In the Melbourne, So that's I think that's a new string to his bow, to be honest. But I'm putting McKenzie at 10.
No.
Because there's two things. When Wallabies play the All Blacks, if McKenzie's a 10... He's either going to help you win by 30 or he's going to help you lose by 30.
That's one of them. So, but if you're looking for a bolter, Harry Plummer.
Harry Plummer?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, again, one of those guys that's just solid but doesn't get the recognition because, you know, he's always behind like a Bowden Barrett or someone else.
Who was up there before Bowden Barrett?
So Dan Carter, remember Dan Carter had a run with the Blues?
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, they had all Terry Black playing for them.
The Terry Black, yeah, yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah.
And then Harry Palmer sort of got pushed down and then he came back up and with all those players leaving and he's still hanging in there.
Still hanging in there. Oh. Righto, so that's our 10s. Where are we at with our first winger? I think our wingers are set, to be fair. So, I got Mark Talao. I think he's on the cusp of going out though too. Like that jigging style that he plays, which is it's okay. But it's a class behind the South African guy, Colby. Cheslin Colby.
Yeah.
So it's okay, but when you're doing that and you're a skill level behind the next, you know, the next one, it sort of calls you out a bit. So he hangs in there for me.
The only thing that makes him do that is because the players around him. If you put him on an All Black team, you know, where you go, shit, just not one attacking killing machine, there's about six of them around him. So you just can't do the old, you know, you got to be wary of what goes on.
So but, just for our listeners, House just jumped up and did a goose step down the side of the table at Brady's. Was that a regular goose step you did?
A regular goose step, mate. Yeah, boom. Yeah. Like I said, James went one way and Cora went the other way.
He's referring to our commentary the other day, which was, who was the player? Nanai Satura did a step and the commentator said, Nanai went one way and Satura went the other.
So, yeah, Mark Talao.
Right, Talao, right. Yeah. Inside centre.
Well, I'm going with the most famous one. Geordie Barrett.
He's toast. His time's done. Geordie Barrett's cooked.
Geordie Barrett's still probably the man at the moment for me.
I don't think he is. I think he's... Now, I famously got burnt for saying one of the Barretts was cooked. We touched on this at the start of the podcast where I said before a Bledisloe Cup many, 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 many years ago, I said, I think Bowden Barrett's done. And he scored four tries. Four of the softest tries I'll ever see.
This is the one you said that, and you're probably right, because he had an average game in Sydney the week before.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he's done. And he come out of Eden Park.
I feel like someone recorded me and said to him and said, listen, this mung bean in Albury is only your toast. I think Jordan's done. So... But I'm stuck because I've got two outside centres. So inside centre, I'm going to put ALB, Antonella Brown. I do like safety in the centres. So he's your brick. And I think he will free up my outside centre, who I think has been lost out there for a while. So... Antonella Brown for me and Geordie Barrett for you.
Yeah.
That's a plus one for me.
Yeah.
Who's your outside centre?
Well, ALB.
ALB's your outside centre. Right, well, I'm going Rico. So Rico should be on the wing. But I think he's cooked out there now. So, and he's playing such a defensive role at outside centre that I think if ALB can help him with defence... It might just free him up and get that attack back in him. We want to see Rico
run
and cutting him up.
Yeah.
Like he was. Like he was one of the most devastating players around.
It's pretty hard because
he wants to play there too.
Yeah.
To be fair.
It comes down to now there's only two spots left. But I've got three players.
There wouldn't be three quality players in the New Zealand left.
Yeah.
Nah, there's shit. Yeah. So we've got our centres.
Yeah.
Right, who's your next winger?
Then Rico.
You're putting Rico on the wing?
Yeah.
Ooh, well, he's going to be a plus one for me because Will Jordan's there. He's him and Damien Penaud are probably the two best wingers in the world.
Damien Penaud?
Yeah, the French guy.
Oh, yeah, I love that French guy.
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, I'll agree with you.
So, I think Will Jordan's the is one of the top two or three best wingers in the world.
Yeah.
So, that's another plus one for me. Just when you're checking our poll, just remember who's got it, who's made the astute decisions here.
Well, now that Rico's on the wing,
yeah.
Well, I just feel like the Pone will just struggle to get around Rico. Rico's a bit more stronger.
So what are you going to do at fullback? Because you're going to do your boyfriend or are you going to do Will?
Nah, Will Jordan. Will Jordan's the incumbent fullback. And over
well,
the
he's
last
not the incumbent. Nah, he's
Will. Oh, not an incumbent fullback, sorry. Yeah. But that's where I think that's where he belongs.
Fullback.
Yeah. And it was the same when Corey Jane was playing for the All Blacks. You know, that's chapped him out on a week where he was always a fullback. Right, but Will Jordan, I reckon, you know, you just got to see his form with the Crusaders.
All right, well, I'm going...
And that just misses my...
I'm going your boy, don't I?
Yeah,
so it's going to break your heart because...
Yeah, it is.
I think Sean Stevenson's the form pullback of the competition.
It is. And he's been the form sort of for
so
a while.
Even when Chiefs played rubbish on the weekend, he was the one that held it together for
so, him. My question to you, who's Sean Stevenson, bro?
He's nobody in your fantasy league.
So... I said to Nick when he was doing fantasy, I said, have you got this guy Sean Stevenson? And he goes, who's he? And I said, he's a good player. He goes, no, he's a nobody, bro. He's a nobody. And Mick looks up the fantasy scores. Holy hell. And then Mick's all of a sudden picking him.
To be fair, Sean Stevenson and Mark Talaya, they were in the fantasy world, they were rubbish 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then out of the blue, they've just, in the fantasy world, which is the fantasy world and the real world don't match. They've come from nowhere. So, but now he's the form fullback of the competition, I think.
Yeah.
So I've got Sean Stevenson. Is there any players you've missed out on? You think you're a bit unlucky, or you'd want to have on your bench? Are you guaranteed on your bench?
Well, you know, like you talking about Amua.
Yeah, Amua.
Yeah, he's probably a guy to come off the bench, maybe.
Yeah, I'd have Amua.
If Cody Taylor's not there, you know, like.
I'd have Jermaine Ainsley.
Yeah,
Luke Jacobson's not going to let you down.
No, he's not going to let you down, you know.
Duplessis Kiriffi.
Yeah, he's not going to let you down either, so there's a few,
What about any more backs?
Well, Sean Stevenson will be one of those guys.
Well, I'd add Jordy Barrett.
You know, but...
Jordy Barrett, only if... He needs to... His attitude's not there. He's not in the... His head's not in the game anymore.
Yeah. You're looking at... probably Billy Christie, halfback, and Fakatava. Those guys ain't going to let you down.
Fakatava be the, for me, the backup to Roygaard.
And then, I don't know, even maybe go with Pelafetto, you know, off the bench.
Yeah, well, he can cover 5'8 and fullback.
I remember, like, even when Bowden Barrett first came on the scene, he was on the bench ages behind Carter, and he used to come on, you know, he used to sort of like, finish those games, you know, we've been smithing them, you know.
It's a bit of a strange one that Moanga's gone. Like, losing a World Cup, he didn't play in a winning World Cup, has he?
No, he's played in two losing ones.
Two losing ones.
Yeah.
So, you'd feel his fires would be burning a bit.
It would be, but I think, you know, it's Richard Moanga. If he come back tomorrow, they'll let him back in.
But how old is he now?
He's only young. Sam Whitelock played four World Cups, or five World Cups, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's a lock.
He can just play
forever.
You look at those sort of types of players.
Yeah.
Now that he's retiring.
Who's the coach? Who's the coach that takes you to the World Cup?
Joe Schmidt.
Well, no, he's not. Who's... Well, hold on. All right.
No, because you see, you know.
All right, okay. Well, the All Blacks, I actually think it's Scott Robertson because you guys are all, like, you love your dance lessons. So you do your dance lessons and then you show that off in the haka and you got some rattling and stuff going on. I think the dance club that's going on there now with Scott Robertson, he's your best chance.
Yeah, but this is who you asked me to take him to the World
Cup. Yeah, no. Well, I'm saying my coach is Scott Robertson.
So who's your team for the Wallaby team?
Who's my coach?
Yeah.
Well, Joe Schmidt.
Yeah.
Thanks, Indy.
So...
Yeah, no, well, Eddie Jones up until he was treacherous.
So probably, yeah, you go with the incumbent coach, Scott Robertson.
Yeah. So you're going with Joe Schmidt, I'll go with Scott Robertson. Do you think Joe Scott could do it?
No, I'm saying Scott Robertson will be my coach.
Dance boy.
Yeah.
Dance man.
Yeah. And then obviously Joe Schmidt will be and that. So what's going to get me is like, the coaching staff, which I think is Scott Robertson, Leo McDonald, and Jason Ryan.
Why don't you pick up some guys that have never played union, like the Wallabies just did?
Like who? Alan Jones?
No, Eddie Jones. No, the two guys he had that were leagueies. Trent, was it Hodgson and...
Yeah, how did that go for you?
That's what I'm saying. That's what you guys should do. we just picked up the scrum doctor.
Yeah, Mike Cronf. So, you know what? And, you know, we talk about...
You know what he said? What Mike Cronf said? He said, Joe rang him and said, I need a hand. He goes, okay. That's how it worked.
Yeah. And you know what? And I think... Sorry, we're moving away from our All Blacks team. But what I think Mike Cronf's seen is... Australian rugby's in a bit of trouble. And all these guys are willing to try and reach out and try and help rebuild it. Although there should be enough Australian people in here to help rebuild it. You know, so like, well, how many gigs has Laurie Fisher had?
Yeah, look.
What do you think? I don't know. I'm just asking you.
I think Lord Laurie's, he's been brought in on board.
Yeah.
He's an assistant coach.
Yeah, that's what I mean by...
Yeah. He's not... I just don't think he's a coach. I don't think he's a man manager. I think he's... he likes getting in and dirty at ruck time and, you know, forward play and stuff like that. But I think they're more expansive. The man management they need for coaching, I don't think that's Laurie's bread and butter. Maybe I'll get a call up.
Maybe. And that's... brings me to my next question, you know, like those of you who haven't seen it yet, but you should go back and watch Rugby Heaven on Stan Sports, those of you who have Stan.
Stan did you watch it on?
On this guy Mick Rangers' Stan.
We won't be saying the password.
Yeah. But go back to the episode where they interviewed Joe Schmidt for the first time.
And what did he say?
He said, it's broken, but it can be fixed. But it's going to take time to fix it. And he goes, it was the same thing when him and Nissa Fourier did with Ireland.
Yeah.
But he said, the players don't get coached by the coaches. The players get coached by players.
That's a great insight.
I don't know, is it? Yeah, you know, like...
So who did you get coached by as a player?
Me? Yeah. Oh, I got coached by a lot of people. Carl Hoff.
No, in the Steamers. Who was your on-field... playing coach?
Oh.
Who bitch slapped you the most? Mannion.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
he
right.
drove
yeah,
you
yeah,
big?
Yeah, Mannion.
He would have made you run places you weren't ready to run?
Yeah. He didn't bitch slap me, but a good thing with Mannion, if you communicated with him, he'll tell you where to go.
Yeah.
He'll tell you where to be. If you yell out, as big props do, run across the field, and you go, Mannion, he'll go, stay there. So you stay there, we'll go, just come over a bit more.
Yeah.
You know, so, well, you know, he goes, well, I'm just going to give it to you, you know, so. You
know, and you were able to, by the end of your 3 or 4 years playing with Mannion, you'll be able to be in the right position for him.
Oh, yeah. But that learned from playing with other 5'8s as well. I mean, this is what I like saying, communicating with 5'8s.
Yeah.
You know, where I think with Mannion, I think he got a shock that I could communicate with a 5'8.
Yeah.
You know, coming down from being up in the top grade that he was playing in. Where they communicate all day, and you come down into bush footy, and you go,
Yeah, when most props are going, what's a 5'8"?
Yeah. So, but
all right, we've done our squad. We've revisited some of your glory days. So we're going to put a poll at the end of this. On it'll be on Spotify. I don't know if it's on Apple. I don't know how the frig that works. We'll put a poll on there.
And Fiona's going to dance.
Fiona's going to dance for us. Which team will win the Bledisloe Cup? House's Wallabies team, Mick's Wallabies team. House's All Blacks team or Mick's All Blacks team? Personally, I think Mick's Wallabies team will win the Bledisloe Cup.
Well, secondly, I don't think the Wallabies are just going to win it all this year. But definitely House's All